Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. The state government is set to introduce tougher new penalties for offenders who ram emergency vehicles. There's been at least 60 cases of police vehicles being damaged during attempts to stop people. A high-profile example is when a stolen truck was used to ram several police cars and injure officers in Maringindan last year. Ramming an emergency vehicle will become a criminal offence with a maximum jail term of 14 years, and anyone causing willful damage to a vehicle faces up to 7 years of jail. The mayor of the Toowoomba region says residents need to be aware and alert and able to identify and report invasive red fire ants after they were discovered in Oakey last week. It's as officers from the National Fire Ant Eradication Program are at the Oakey Customer Service Centre today and will be at the Goombungee Show tomorrow with a display to help educate locals. Jeff McDonald says it can be quite hard to identify the ants without knowing what to look for.
They're a pretty small ant, but the distinguishing feature that the engagement officer said was that they come in multiple sizes within the nests, and the nests burrow from the sides, not down. So I think getting to either the drop-in centre today or visiting the Goombungee Hayden Show, it's critically important.
A blanket bail ban for DV offences is not the answer to Queensland's domestic violence crisis, according to a former police officer. Bail laws are being questioned across the country as the Darling Downs has seen a massive spike in domestic violence protection order breaches over the past 10 years, peaking at nearly 3,000 breaches last year. Former Detective Inspector Terry Goldsworthy says our jails wouldn't be able to keep up with the influx of people on remand if a bail ban was put in place.
Yeah, look, it just wouldn't work. I mean, the jails would fill within probably a couple of weeks, and you'd have them full of people on remand for DV-related offences.
And finally, a cuddle bed that's been donated to the Warwick Hospital means terminally ill patients can now have a closer physical and emotional connection with their loved ones. The bed's been donated by the Belinda McGowan Foundation after she spent her end of life there in 2021.